Dear brothers and sisters of Logos Baptist Church, peace. This is Pastor David. You know, during this virus pandemic, one thing that really occupies our mind, occupies our thinking, is about how to stay healthy, how to prevent myself from getting infected. We go to the extreme measures to protect ourselves. Before the shelter-in-place order, you may have seen pictures on the internet from China. Some could not find face masks, so they got creative and cut up a 5-gallon plastic water bottle and put it over their head. Looks funny, but it works. But you and I know that there's no foolproof way to be completely protected, to be 100% shielded from the coronavirus or all kinds of other virus or germs or the common flu or cold. I believe you would agree with me that the best defense strategy is boosting your immunity, making yourself healthier, so that even when you come into contact with the virus or germs, you do not come down with the sickness, right? So God loves us. He gives us many common methods of staying healthy and boosting our immunity, and all of them are available, unlike face masks, and they are all free. They're given to us by our loving Heavenly Father to give us health physically, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Well, first, Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine." Stay happy, simple as that. How? Do not feed yourself constantly with all the depressing negative news. Rather, read more of God's Word or some devotional books, where you will find wisdom for life. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and, listen, health to the body." Or you may like watching a wholesome comedy. Have a great laugh. That will keep you healthy. Second, do not become a couch potato now that you have all those time and the TV remote control on your hand. Engage in some physical activities, some exercise. Again, in Proverbs 14:23, "In all labor or in all physical work, there is advantage." Now, since the exercise center is closed, Packy and I walk around the block 2 times a day. We find a lot more time to talk and a lot more time to pray for you. Walking is excellent exercise. You all know the benefits. I don't need to tell you. But it is so convenient and so doable during this time. Third, you know what else has healing power? Proverbs 12:18 says, "The tongue of the wise brings healing." What is wisdom in the Bible? It is the application of truth to solve a certain problem at hand. It is different than just knowing a lot of Bible verses, but it is a Holy Spirit-given ability to a person that he would know exactly which passage is applicable that provides a solution to the problem. Do you know these people? Stay connected with them through small group meeting and Bible study. Maybe you're one yourself. Then call up the other people. Your words of wisdom can help the one in need. King Solomon says this in 4:20 and 22 of Proverbs, "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ears to my saying, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh." So, my dear brothers and sisters, I want you to keep healthy during this time. We greet each other saying, "Stay healthy." I pray that these truths will really give you keys to staying healthy in a wholesome and balanced way and build a shield that effectively fend off any kind of virus and germs. You know, talking about shield, we read that word often in the Psalms. Now it takes on a whole new meaning during this time. God bless.